everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Snow, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Just kidding. I know what I'm doing. I just learned something new about my microphone that I didn't know. And I went to record and I was like, why am I so quiet? And then, of course, I had to get on my Google machine and figure it out. And now I know what all these little symbols on the microphone I've been using for years mean. So that's super. How's that for some authenticity? I am super excited to talk to you guys today about this topic. We are talking about authenticity in networking, and I think there's going to be a little bit different take on authenticity than maybe you have heard of before. And I've been thinking about this a lot since a couple weeks ago. I went and spoke to a women's group here in Colorado, and I was sharing with them some tricks and tips for networking more like a human and not like a salesy weirdo. And we talked a lot about authenticity. And it's funny because when I went to this group, there were five different meetings. And at each meeting, everybody who's there gets up and has 30 seconds to introduce themselves. And I knew that I would be talking more about myself when it was my turn to speak because I had 25, 30 minutes. And so I didn't want to spend my 30 seconds talking about myself. And I just really randomly decided I was going to share some fun facts that I had learned about roly-polies when I was driving there and listening to the Stuff You Should Know podcast. And so instead of saying anything about myself, I just shared about roly-polies. And if you don't know, they're actually very fascinating creatures. So you can Google that when you're done. But I had a moment where I was like, you look like such a huge weirdo right now. But what I also realized was I looked very much like myself. Like the people who were at those meetings who knew me already, who I had a relationship and a friendship with, like I don't think there was any part of them that was like, what is happening right now? Why is she talking about roly-polies? Like I think the people who knew me best in that room were like, yes, this tracks. She would get up and start talking about roly-polies. And so there is a consistency about authenticity that people really enjoy. And there's something about just being your own weird self, even if you're not a person who would ever get up and talk about roly-polies. Like you don't have to be authentic the way that I am authentic. That would be inauthentic. But being able to just be yourself and speak from your heart and speak from your soul and say what's on your mind without having a lot of mind clutter about what are people going to think? How does this look? Am I turning people off? That really is so incredibly powerful in networking, in marketing, in sales, in business, in the way you show up on social media. Like it permeates so many things. And if you've heard me talk about networking before, you know that for me, networking is not just what's happening at networking events or at networking meetings. Networking is any opportunity that you have to create connections with other people. And so sometimes that happens without ever even meeting them, right? Sometimes it happens on social media. Sometimes it happens when you're speaking to a group, even if you don't ever talk to that person one-on-one, you've still created a connection with them. Sometimes it happens through a blog that you write or through a podcast, right? There's a lot of different ways to create connection, and authenticity plays a part in each of those types of connection. So today we're going to talk about what authenticity really is and what it isn't. And we're going to talk about why I think authenticity matters so much in business. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how to embody more authenticity in your networking endeavors. I feel like I should have looked up synonyms for authenticity because the more I say that word today, the weirder it's feeling in my mouth and the weirder I feel like it's coming out. We're just going to go with it. That's what we're going to do. So the first thing I want to talk about is what authenticity actually is, because I think this word gets used incorrectly sometimes, and I want to be really clear about what I'm talking about. So authenticity really is about being genuine, being true to yourself, and being transparent in your interactions. And in a lot of ways, that is why networking, traditional networking, has become become so weird and awkward and not pleasant is because so many people are not being genuine. They're showing up as who they think they need to be in order to be taken seriously and in order for people to think they're successful, in order for people to want to work with them. And a lot of people are not being transparent in their interactions at these networking events or traditional networking meetings. People are, I see this a lot on social media. People will post a question like, I just really want to know and I'm interested in your answer to this question. Like, who does this or who struggles with this, right? And sometimes I feel like people get scared to say anything on social media because people who are not being transparent in their interactions like start coming out of the woodwork, right? It's like you're afraid to answer anybody's question on their post because is it going to be followed by, well, I can definitely help you with that because that's one of the things that we're covering in my $10 million mastermind program, right? So it is about being transparent in what you want and what you are about and not wasting people's time by pretending to be something that you're not. I don't know how many of you, actually I do, it's probably all of you, have had an experience at a networking event where you have found yourself surrounded by perfect people and their polished elevator pitches and their rehearsed smiles. And everyone is shaking hands and passing out business cards and trying to one-up each other with their latest success stories. I want to be really clear that authenticity is not perfection. Authenticity is about showing that we're all a little rough around the edges. We all stumble, we all trip, we all spill coffee on our favorite shirt in the middle of a really important webinar, or maybe that's just me, but that is what makes us human. Authenticity is really about embracing your quirks, embracing those little imperfections, if you want to call them, that make you you. I wouldn't say they're imperfections. I would say they're the things that make you perfect. But this is also what makes you stand out in a sea of sameness, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. Now, here's the other side of the coin. How many of you have had an experience at a networking event or a networking meeting where someone stands up and starts talking about their childhood trauma, but not like in a hero's journey type of way, in like a, this is really uncomfortable, why is this person sharing this with a whole room full of strangers way? Or you get cornered at a meetup by a woman who you just met who is going on and on and on about her current mental health struggles. This is not authenticity. Authenticity is not oversharing. It's not airing out your dirty laundry. It's not just opening your mouth and letting whatever wants to come out, come out. It's about sharing enough of your real self to connect with other people. But you've got to find the balance between showing up authentically, even if you're a hot mess sometimes, and oversharing personal details to a point that makes everyone uncomfortable. And while we're talking about opening your mouth and letting whatever comes out, I also want to add that authenticity is not being a jerk. Authenticity is not a free pass to say whatever pops into your head or to unleash your inner critic on people who have not asked for your opinion. I think we all know people like this. Maybe some of us are related to people like this. And they're the people that are like, well, sorry, I'm just being real. I'm just being authentic. At least what you see is what you get with me. And it's like, no, Cindy, you're actually just being a dick. Like, authenticity without empathy is like peanut butter without jelly. Nobody wants to eat a peanut butter sandwich. Okay, well, maybe you do, but that's gross. Authenticity without empathy is missing that special something that makes it delightful, right? Authenticity that is kind is delightful. Authenticity that is mean is not delightful. It is a peanut butter sandwich. I could go somewhere really weird with this metaphor where, like, if you eat a peanut butter sandwich without jelly, your mouth gets stuck closed, and maybe that's for the best because you're just being mean anyway. But I don't really know where that metaphor was going to go, and it probably wasn't a good one, so never mind. Anyway, back to the point, you might be speaking your truth, but if it's hurting other people in the process or making them uncomfortable, then what is the point of that kind of authenticity? If your goal in networking is to create connections, which, spoiler alert, that should be your goal in networking, then being mean is not going to help you. Making people uncomfortable in your presence is not going to help you create those connections. So how do you navigate those waters without coming off as a total jerk? It's about having self-awareness. You can be authentic, but still consider your words and actions and the effect that they have on people. Before you open your mouth and let all your unfiltered thoughts come out into the world, take a moment and pause and ask yourself those three questions. Is it necessary? Is it helpful? Is it kind? If the answer to any of those questions is no, then it might be time to put that peanut butter sandwich in your mouth and keep it shut. I see. I knew it. I knew that metaphor was going to go somewhere cool. Being mindful of how you come across does not mean that you have to water down your authenticity. I want to be really clear on this because sometimes it feels like I'm saying the opposite things. I'm like, be yourself, but also worry about what people think and how you come across. I'm not telling you to worry about what people think, but I am telling you to be considerate of how your words and actions affect other people and how you're being perceived. It's about finding the balance between being your true self, but also being mindful of how you come across to other people. It's about expressing yourself in a way that is true to who you are, but also considering other people's feelings, other people's boundaries, other people's experiences. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the dangers of being inauthentic or why it is so important in business to be authentic. The first thing is that pretending to be someone that you are not can erode trust and damage your relationships. And trust is the basis of all of the connections that you are forming in your business, whether it is with your clients, your potential clients, your referral partners, or people who fill other roles in your network. Trust is at the basis of all of those relationships. So if you are not being authentic or you are not being consistently authentic, and by that I mean you show up in one place as one person and you show up in another place as another person, that is not going to build trust with people. I had this experience when I first moved to Colorado Springs and I started networking and I joined this group and I met some amazing women who I thought were my friends and it was great. And I was like, this is fabulous. And then there was this other women's networking group that I knew a lot of them went to. And so I was like, I'm going to join that group too. And so I went to that group and literally no one talked to me. Like even the people that I knew and had built relationships with in the other group pretended like they didn't even know who I was. So that's what I mean when I talk about showing up authentically, consistently, right? I should not be getting one person at one group and then a different person at a different group. That is not how you get people to know, like, and trust you. That makes people confused about who you are and what your intentions are and how much integrity you have. The other reason that authenticity is really important in business and in networking is that authenticity attracts the right people and it also repels the right people. So when I was a dating coach, I used to work with clients on their online dating profiles. And a lot of times people would say, I don't want to put that on my online dating profile because I don't want to turn people off. And I was always like, yes, you do. You do want to turn people off just as much as you want to turn people on. Because if I show up as my true self and there are people in the room that are like, ooh, no, that is not for me. That's great because I don't want to work with that person anyway, right? Like that's just not a good fit on either side. So I'm not even going to stress about that. I'm just going to trust that by me showing up as my true self, I am going to attract the people who are attracted to that. And that is going to be a win-win experience for both of us. And then I alluded to this in the beginning, but another really important way that authenticity impacts you in business is that authenticity is what sets you apart from the crowd. I really enjoy being in networking groups that are not exclusive. I like being in networking groups where there is more than one financial planner. There's more than one business coach. There's more than one photographer. And that feels so much better to me for multiple ways. But one of them is because not everyone is everyone's cup of tea, right? So I don't want to have to refer you to people or refer people to you just because we're in the same networking group when you are not the vibe for me or you're not the vibe for my friend or it's just not a good fit for some reason, right? This is why I love groups where there's more than one person who does something because someone is going to be a right fit for everybody because they're all different personalities. But if we're all showing up in a fake way, if we're all showing up trying to put on that pretty princess smile of like, I'm a successful entrepreneur and I say all the right things and I do all the right things and here's my business card, I have a perfect life, right? If all five realtors are showing up that way, how does anyone pick one of those realtors? There's no one among those five people who stands out as like, ooh, I want to get to know her better. She seems like she'd be fun to work with, or she comes across as an expert in the thing that I'm looking for, right? Everyone is the same. How is anyone going to choose you? So authenticity is really how you're going to set yourself apart from all of the other people in the world who do what you do, right? People are not going to come to you because you're the only photographer in the universe. People are going to come to you because they've gotten to see you be authentic. They understand who you are and what you're about, and they are attracted to that. That is the magic of authenticity in networking and in business. So the last thing I want to talk about is how to be authentic. It sounds like, well, just be yourself, but that's not always that easy. And being authentic can get more complicated when you are having a bad day or when there are big, hard things going on in your life. Sometimes being authentic is really natural to some people. Being authentic can be a lot more difficult if you are shy or if you are neurodivergent or if you lean more on the introverted side. But I want you to know that authenticity isn't just about being flashy and funny and charming and in the spotlight all the time. If you are more of a quiet person, if you are somebody who does much better one-on-one with people than you do in crowds, if you are somebody who feels awkward among people, or you feel like a weirdo a lot of times when you open your mouth and start talking, I want you to know that you can still embrace your authenticity and make it a superpower without having to be big and flashy and loud and funny. That is one type of authenticity for the people who have personalities like that. But that's not what I'm talking about when I talk about authenticity. I'm talking about being okay with the fact that you're a little bit nervous, being okay with the fact that you are a little bit on the shy side, or that sometimes you make things awkward. I make things awkward quite frequently. I like to think it's part of my charm, but I might be fooling myself. But I want you to know that the first step in showing up authentically is to just embrace the fact that this is who you are. And if it's something that you want to actively work on changing for some reason, great, work on actively changing it. But that's about changing at your core. That's not about putting on a mask and showing up as someone that you're not when you go meet new people, right? I also want you to know that most people feel that way, even if they don't look like it. I think a lot of times people have the impression that I am super confident, I'm super outgoing and extroverted, and that it's not hard for me to talk to strangers. That is not necessarily true. I have practiced it a lot. I have some mindset techniques that I use. I have a lot going on in my brain that I think helps it look more like that. But I often feel nervous and shy and awkward. So I just want you to know that even though it might seem like you are the only person in the room who's feeling like that, you are definitely not. And the second recommendation I have for you, if you struggle with being authentic in networking, or just in business in general, is make your focus finding common ground with people. Building connections based on shared interests, shared values, shared experiences, that's how you're going to find your place. So if you are someone who tends to be more on the shy and nervous side and you go to an event where you don't know anybody, the best thing you can do is to look for someone else who also looks really shy and nervous and like they don't know anybody. And you can go to that person and you can be authentically you and you can be like, hey, I have no idea what I'm doing here. This sounded like a really good idea when I signed up, and now I'm in this room and I'm shy and I'm nervous and I don't know anybody. Are you feeling like that too? And then you can connect with that person as your authentic self, and they are going to appreciate it so much because they're going to be like, oh, thank God, that's exactly how I'm feeling too, right? So find someone that you can connect with on your common interests, on your shared values, on your shared experiences. That is going to help you feel more comfortable opening up, being vulnerable, and showing up as your authentic self. And then the last thing I want to say is accept that you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And that is okay. A lot of times I feel like the fear of rejection is the thing that keeps people from showing up authentically, right? We're so afraid that we are going to show up as our true selves and we're going to be rejected. People aren't going to like us. People are going to talk about us. People are going to judge us. And guess what? That fun stuff is going to happen no matter what. That is going to happen whether you show up authentically or you don't. So you might as well just show up authentically and get the perks of it and just let go of the fact that there are always going to be people who don't like you, right? There are people who don't like chocolate cake. There are people who don't like cats. Like, that shit just boggles my mind. So just know that we live in a world where there are people who don't like chocolate cake and cats. And there are going to be people who don't like you. That doesn't mean anything about you, right? The fact that there are people who don't like chocolate cake and cats, maybe not at the same time at least, doesn't mean there's anything wrong with chocolate cake or cats. And it also doesn't mean there's nothing wrong with the people that don't like them. It just means that we all like different things. We're all different flavors. We're all attracted to different vibes. And that is the beauty of this world. So continue to show up as your true self. Allow yourself to be authentic, to embrace who you really are. And you will create a more abundant network that is filled with the kind of people that you want your network to be filled with. I promise you that. All right, people, we are going to be talking about authenticity all week over on my Instagram. So if you're not following me, go check out Powerful Women Rising on Instagram. I would love to hear more about your journeys with authenticity, your experiences, any questions that you have, any thoughts that you have about this podcast. I always love engaging with you guys over there. So definitely go and check it out. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. If you would like to practice networking authentically and hang out with a bunch of other super cool chicks who are also going to be networking authentically, join us on March 26th, 2024, 10 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time at our next virtual speed networking event. I would love to see you guys there. And if you've never attended an event before, you can use the promo code FIRSTTIME, all one word, FIRSTTIME, and attend this event at no cost. Write it on your calendar, go click the link in the show notes, get registered, and we'll see you there.